Today, the fury of the oppressor is broken. That's right. That's what we are going to talk about today. And first of all, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 51. I will start at verse 9 and I will read to about verse 16. Glory to God. Isaiah 51 verse 9. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are thou not he that hath called Rahab and wounded the dragon? You know, so when you begin to tell the Lord that, you fire him up. Are thou not he which hath dried the Red Sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Begin to tell the Lord the great things that he has done. Challenge him. Are you not the one that done these things? Therefore, my goodness, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our heads, and we shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I, saith the Lord, even I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? And of the son of man who shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to devour or destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor, saith the Lord? Where is it? The captive exile hastening that he might be loosed, and I should not die in the pit, and that his breath should not fail. But I am the Lord thy God, that divided the Red Sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth, and I cover thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens. Look at all the things he does on our behalf. I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say to my elect, and that's Zion, thou art my people. Woo. Therefore, awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem. Stand up, O child of God. Stand up, O son of God. Stand up, O daughter of God, who has been oppressed, drunk at the hand of the Lord, even the cup of his fury. Well, that was then. The Lord will now have mercy. Glory to God. Mercy. Even on Jerusalem, the real Jerusalem. God will have mercy on them. God will have mercy also on the Zion of God. Hallelujah. So today, the fury of the oppressor is broken. And look at the challenge that God threw out here. When we challenge the Lord, he challenged back. He challenged the Lord. They challenged the Lord here. Say, awake, O Lord. Awake. You know, are you not he that dried the Red Sea and done all these great things? And then the Lord also challenged back. Glory to God. He challenged back and said, listen, you know, I am the Lord that did all these things. Glory to God. I am the Lord that did all these things. You know, and why are you afraid of a man that shall die? Why are you even afraid, you know, of the oppressor, as if he were ready to devour or destroy? Where is the fury of the oppressor? You know, that's God's challenge this morning. Where is the fury of the oppressor? It's like, I'm looking for it. I can't see it. Glory to God. Where is the fury of the oppressor? Because it is already broken. Glory to God. Welcome everyone that's joining us in the room. Welcome Mama T. Welcome Sister Tricia. God bless you as you join Sister Elaine. My goodness, we are fired up this morning. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. My goodness, they that dwell therein, you know, they shall die if they do not believe that I am he, saith the Lord. But my salvation shall be forever. My righteousness shall not be abolished. That's Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 6. Glory to God. The Lord says, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of man. You know, we're going to talk about, we're going to pray about the fury of the oppressor that people are afraid of. The reproach of man. Neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up as a garment. The worm shall eat them up like wool. For my righteousness shall be forever. My salvation from generation to generation. Not only will you be saved, your generations after you, the glory of God will come on in and will save them. Yes, I will save thy children, saith the Lord. Awake. Let's challenge the Lord again this morning. I'm going to read it one more time. Let's challenge the Lord this morning. Awake, O Lord. As if he was sleeping. He was never sleeping. Awake. Put on thy strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 51 verse 9. As in the generations of old. Art thou not he that cut down the dragon, Rahab, and wounded the dragon? Art thou not he that had dried the Red Sea? Talking about the arm of the Lord. You know, the waters of the great deep that made the depths of the sea as a way for the ransom to pass over. And I dare say, art thou not he that heaped up the waters of the Red Sea on either side as a wall and caused the ransom to walk through as on dry land? Glory to God. Art thou not he that went down into even the depths of hell and whooped the devil and whooped him from pillar to post and got the keys of hell and death? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Art thou not he that has spoken that, behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning? Glory to God. And I give unto you, my children, power over all the power of the enemy. Art thou not he that can speak and it stands fast, that commands and it is done? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord, are we the redeemed of the Lord this morning, shall return and come with singing. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting joy shall be upon our heads. The Bible says we are come to this new mount called Zion, not to the old Zion. We are come to heavenly Mount Zion and to a host, an innumerable host of angels, the spirits of just men made perfect. Glory to God. We are come this morning to receive strength from the Lord. And when you begin to challenge the Lord like that, then God will respond back and say, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that I should have afraid of a man that shall die, and the son of man that shall be made a grass? Why are you afraid of anybody? And forgettest the Lord thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. And you are feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if you were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor, saith the Lord? You know, some people say, especially in Africa where we come from, you know, somebody is always say, this person is doing this to me, that person is doing that to me. You know, there's voodoo, there's juju, there's enchantment, there is this and there is that. Where is the fury of the oppressor, saith the Lord? Glory to God. You know, and then when you tell the Lord that he did something, he'll tell you back that he did that and then some. He said, look, I am the Lord thy God that divided that Red Sea that you're talking about. I did it. Whose three waves roared. The Lord of hosts is my name. And I have put my words in your mouth. And I cover thee in the shadow of my hand. Ooh, glory to God. That I may plan the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, do all these great things in order to say to my chosen, thou art my people. Glory to God. So you also, it's time for you to awake. Awake. Shake thyself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Glory to God. So today we're going to tell a story. Welcome, Sister Victorious. Welcome, Sister Sholakwe. God bless you. That's my older sister from Nigeria. God bless you, ma. Thank you for joining us. So today we're going to tell a story. The fury of the oppressor is broken. That's what we're talking about today. It's going to be a short, powerful prayer room today. But I want to tell this story in the book of First Samuel, chapter 5. And I'm going to read maybe the first few verses of that chapter. So as this story went, you know, the Philistines, they had captured the ark of God. You know, so we're going to pick up the story here where they captured the ark. 1 Samuel 5 and 1. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Now, when the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon. You know, that's their god. Small g. The one that they carved out of wood and that served. Because these people are heathens, right? They serve the works of their own hands. So they brought the ark of God into the house of Dagon and they set it by Dagon. You know. You can also pronounce that Dagon. And if you put an R there, it will be Dragon, you know. And when day of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. Glory to God. My goodness. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose again the next morning, behold, Dagon was falling yet again upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both of his palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left. My goodness. So God will leave the, God already cut off the head of the dragon, you know, and he will leave the stump, the residue for you to stomp it down. Glory to God. Take no prisoners. Stomp him down. Therefore, neither the priest of Dagon, nor any that come into Dagon's house, tread upon the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod until this day. And the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them. He smote them with emeralds. You know, but let's leave that story right there. We just want to talk about, you know, the ark of the Lord. The presence of God, the power of God to break, you know, the fury of the oppressor, to break, you know, they brought this thing before the ark and if, you know, I mean, they brought the ark before this thing that they had carved out of wood and whatever, you know, and that thing fell before it, before the ark. They said, well, they don't know what happened. So they set the thing up again. This abomination of the Philistines, they set it up again. And the next time around, God showed them that, look, it's not only going to fall, I cut off his head and the arms and everything left a stump. And this is it. God had already cut off the head of the snake. Glory to God. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and to stomp them down. God had left a little residue for you to do. Glory to God. He's already crushed the devil's head, but he's giving us power. Gave us a residue to stomp, to break, to smash it in pieces, to stomp the residue on that foot. Hallelujah. For there shall no enchantment be against you. Numbers 23 and 23. Some people say, oh, they're doing this to me. They're doing that. No, they cannot. There's no enchantment to you. There's no divination against you. Hallelujah. Because you are the blessed of the Lord. John chapter 3 and verse 8 says, look, as the wind bloweth, and nobody knows where it's coming or going until it's gone, So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. They cannot divine your life. They can't peep into it. They can't mutter into it until and unless you're outside that bubble, which is the Spirit of God, or you submit unto their, you know, divination. If you go and submit to a soothsayer or all that kind of nonsense, then yeah. But as long as you are walking in the light, in that bubble, my goodness, the glory of the Lord around you, not only around you, around your homes, around your families, around your assemblies. Isaiah 4 and verse 5. He said, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, my goodness, and upon all her assemblies, shall the Lord make the cloudy pillar by day and the shining of the flaming fire by night, and put all of that glory, he will put it for a defense around you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're talking about this power of darkness that is broken, broken on your behalf. Everything that my Father has not planted, Matthew 15 and verse 13, shall be plucked up by the very roots, plucked up in the name of Jesus. And also, listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. So powerful. We're going to use these scriptures in a minute to make our declarations this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with boldness this morning. Hallelujah. Let's not be timid. You know, but Jesus, I mean, God was saying here, why are you afraid of the oppressor? Why are you constantly afraid of a man that shall be, you know, wither away like grass? Why are you afraid of them? You know, and you forget I, the Lord, and instead you are afraid of a man. My goodness. Be not afraid of the fear of men or the terror of men, because they are nothing. They are nothing, saith the Lord. But let God be your fear. Huh? Glory to God. Luke chapter 10. Jesus sent out his disciples and he told them, you know, they went and they came back, gave some testimony, this and that, you know, and they're happy that they were able to cast out devils and all these things, you know, a subject unto them. And Jesus said, look, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. My goodness. Jesus already saw Satan fall down, you know, powerfully from heaven. Do you know how lightning moves? Lightning moves at the speed of light, because it is light. That's how fast that devil gets away from the real power of God. Moving at the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second. That's how far you get away from the real power of God. So you don't have anything to worry about the devil. We give power to the devil by all this unbelief and stuff. People are always liking to talk about the devil. They're always talking about satanic altars. They're always talking about all this. What about the altar of the Lord that we should repair? You know, and that's what this room is about. You know, Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12. Repair the altar. Bring wood upon it every morning and fire it up and let the fire never go out. Glory to God. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. Let all the priests burn wood. Let them set the altar in order. Let them set the wood in order upon the altar and let them burn wood upon the altar of the Lord every morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you pit satanic altars against this altar of the Lord, all those satanic altars will be destroyed. Just like Dagon fell before the ark of the Lord, so will every satanic altar fall before the true altar of God. So you don't worry about that. You just make sure you put the wood in order. You make sure the sacrifice is clean. Glory to God. And don't burn any strange fire. God will not have part of any strange fire. You know, everything, you know, the Bible says we must perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Having therefore, dearly beloved, these precious promises, let us cleanse our mind, our hearts, and so forth, ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. When we have made that living sacrifice, glory to God, Romans 12 and 1, you know, when we have made that living sacrifice, when we have made it, you know, a sweet smelling savor from the Lord, I mean, to the Lord, he will come, glory to God, make your bodies a living sacrifice. We're told in Romans 12 and 1. When you make that living sacrifice, go back and listen to a room that's called the sacrifice under fire. When you make that living sacrifice and it's a sweet savor unto the Lord, he will come in the fire. Lick it up. Glory to God. And that's the only altar we need to worry about. Every other satanic altar, they are nothing. They will fall like Dagon fell before the ark of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 3 to 6 that, you know, today we have that power and we should wield that power. You know, we walk not in the flesh. A lot of people are walking in the flesh. You know, this is Paul's testimony. You know, we can't just quote what Paul said. You know, people just quote it anyhow. Like Paul would say, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. A lot of people are ignorant of the devices of the devil. So, you know, in order to not be ignorant, we got to get in the word and know all the cunning devices of the devil that he uses. One of those devices that he uses from time to time, you know, the same device many years ago that Pharaoh used, you know, in Egypt against the children of the Lord. You know, when Moses came up to Pharaoh, you know, and began to say the things that he wanted to say, said the God of Israel, I mean, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. We pray thee, let's go 3 days journey into the wilderness and all these things, you know. Pharaoh, he said that the same tactic. He said, these men are idle. They are idle. You know, that's why they are asking for time to go and worship the Lord. Same tactic. Exodus chapter 5, you can read it, you know, in verse 6. He said, the tale of bricks, which they make. He said, don't give, you know, Pharaoh commanded his taskmasters, laying more work upon them. You know, let there be more work laying upon them. You know, ye shall diminish not, because they are idle. They be idle. That's why they say, we want to go and sacrifice. We want to go and worship the Lord. Pile more stuff upon them. It's the same tactic. Some people are not ignorant. They are ignorant. The devil will pile more things upon the people so that they cannot have time to worship the Lord. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm so busy. I got this. I work 2 jobs, 3 jobs. You can't come into the house of the Lord. You don't have time. Well, those are tactics that the enemy will use. He said, let there be more burden laid in upon them. You know, let there be more work laid in upon them. You know, Exodus chapter 5, verse 9. Let there be more work laid in upon the men. Let there be labor added to them. You know, let them not regard vain words as, you know, we'll have time to serve the Lord. No, add more stuff unto them. Give them more problems. You know, make sure that they have more difficulties, more challenges. You know, raise hell from their jobs. Raise hell, you know, through their families, whatever. Just come against them in so many different ways so that they will not have time. The same tactics. So if we say we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, let's make sure we're truly not ignorant. There are many ways that the devil will try to bring affliction, try to cause situations so that you won't have time for the Lord. You know, but, you know, let us not be ignorant of his devices. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood. and we are not walking in the flesh. And our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to God. Casting down imaginations. I'm back to 2 Corinthians 10. And now in verse 4. Casting down imaginations. Anything. The Bible says, why do the heathen imagine a vain thing? Why do they rage against the Lord and his anointed? Well, that's what they do. That's what the devil does. Imagine vain things against your life all the time. But the Lord only imagines good things for you. Jeremiah 29:11. God said, I only imagine good things. My thoughts towards you are always for good and for peace, not for evil, to give you an expected end. The devil is the one that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come, Jesus said in John 10:10, that you may have life, and that more abundantly. Whew. So let's cast down imaginations today. Let's bring every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Some people say above the knowledge. No, it's not above. It's just, it pits itself against the knowledge of God. You know, they put, you know, devil will raise all situations, you know, to contradict the promises of God in your life. You know, and he will, you know, raise all kinds of hell to try to make sure you don't have time to walk with the Lord. You know. But he said, look, bring every captivity. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. How do we do that? Well, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 tells us that. Don't let your thoughts just run away. Take control of your thoughts. Take control of your thoughts yourself. That's what Philippians 4:8 says. He said, look, you know, think on these things. Don't let your thoughts just run wild. Think on these things. Put guardrails around your thoughts. Glory to God. You know, and any evil thought tries to enter into your head, drive it away right away. You know, there's nobody that can prevent a bird from flying over your head when they're flying in the air or in the sky. You can't really prevent that. But you can certainly prevent them from landing on your head. So there's no bird that's going to land on my head. They may fly in the air if they want to. I can't do anything about that. But when you come close enough and try to land on my head, absolutely not. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, so, you know, take control, you know, of this, the thoughts of your head. Take control of them. Don't let the enemy, you know, don't let the enemy try to bring evil thoughts, but take your thoughts, take control. If there's anything that is of good, of virtue, that anything be of praise, that anything have a good report, you know, if anything be lovely, think of the works of the Lord, think of the good things of God. It said, Bible said, think on these things. Don't let the devil, you know, bring other evil thoughts. Cast down imaginations and evil thoughts. You know, and look, when you got something cooking that the Lord, you know, when you got something between you and the Lord, you're trying to present your body a living sacrifice. You're trying to do these things for the Lord and the enemy is trying to poke his hand into it. Drive the enemy away. Don't even give him a chance. Listen to this story in Genesis 15. After the Lord told Abraham what will happen, you know, to him and so forth, you know, and told him about his seed and how great they will be and all that. There was a quaking that came upon Abraham. You know, so God told him to take an heifer, 3 years old, Genesis 15 and 9. You know, she goat of 3 years and ram and so forth. And he took all these and divided them in the midst, Genesis 15 and 10, and laid each piece one against the other, you know, and the birds he divided not. So he prepared his sacrifice. You know, sometimes you prepare your sacrifice, But the evil spirits, the oppressing spirit, the oppressor who tried to put his hand into it. He said, when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. You know, and this is what you must do. When you're preparing a sacrifice that will give a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord, which is your life, don't allow the enemy to come and poke his hand into it. You know, don't sit down there and let the enemy put the bands around your neck. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says, awake and arise out of the dust. Shake yourself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. You could do it. Hallelujah. Don't put your neck under any bondage. And don't let the oppressor frighten you, because the fury of the oppressor has been broken. Just like Dagon fell before the ark of the Lord, so does every other evil power fall even before the real power of the Lord. And everything that you confront that is contrary to wholeness and contrary to the blessing of the Lord, contrary to peace and goodness, which God said, those are my thoughts for you. Every such thing must come down. Glory to God. We must dislodge the powers of the enemy from their lofty places that they have usurped. You know, we have to dislodge them. The fury of the oppressor is broken. So we're going to go into prayers right now. Glory to God. We're going to go into prayers. You know, and any imagination of the devil, any imagination of the devil, wherein the enemy has said, aha, aha, you know, we are going to come against it in the name of the Lord. And I want you to come to this stage with us and pray with us. I'm sending invitations to many people on stage. I mean, in the listening lounge, come to the stage and pray with us, you know, and let us combat the powers of darkness through the name of the Lord. Remember, it's already broken. Remember, Satan has already fallen like lightning. He's already fallen. The only way we give power to him again is through unbelief and listening to the voices of liars. Remember, Satan is a liar. You know, there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, you know, he speaks it of himself. Jesus said, he's always been a liar and the father of lies. That's in John chapter 8, verse 44. He said, the devil, he even called them the father of these wicked people. You are of your father, the devil, and the loss of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. You know, he got into Cain. You know, and he abode not in the truth, you know, because there is no truth in him. The devil cannot tell the truth. He can accumulate facts, but he cannot tell the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh it of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. So he is the father of lies. He is a liar. And he has, you know, instruments like fear, unbelief, discouragement, you know, all these things that he tries to use, you know, twist the word of God a little bit, as God said, you know, and so forth. You know, I mean, God doesn't really love you. Look at you. I mean, here you are with all these things going on. And why do you think the Lord loves you? Well, listen to this. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Isaiah 44 and verse 24. And he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Glory to God. So let's frustrate some tokens of lies here this morning that make a diviners mad and turn their wise men backward and make their knowledge foolish. Confirming the word of my servant though. You know, the Lord said, look, Numbers 23 and 23, there is no enchantment that the devil can bring against you. No divination against you, because you are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we begin to pray right now in this room today. First, let's thank the Lord for the victory that he has already given us. He has given us victory already. We have it. Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I got the keys of hell and death. Glory to God. Revelation 1 and verse 17 and 18. Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Woo. And I have the keys of hell and death. How did he get those keys? How do you think? You know, the devil had those keys, but the Lord went down there, whooped him from pillar to post. That's exactly right. Got the keys, the champion of our faith. He got the keys. Glory to God. Everything that the enemy thought he had. And Satan said, you know, he hijacked everything. He's a kidnapper or hijacker, you know. And he told God, I mean, even told Jesus. He said, look, all these things are delivered into my hands. If you bow down to me or worship me, I'll give them to you. And Jesus didn't argue that these things were not delivered to his hands. But Jesus had a plan. How he's going to pay the ransom. You know, some people live in countries where they're always kidnapping people. I come from such a country. You know, and these kidnappers are always demanding a ransom. You know, and sometimes they are wicked. Even when you pay the ransom, they still won't deliver their prey or their victim. And Jesus had a plan to pay the ransom. Glory to God. So he's not going to argue with the devil right now, at that time on the mount, Luke chapter 4, during the temptation. But he had a plan. And when he goes through with that plan, glory to God, he's going to say, it is finished. Hallelujah. And he went through with that plan. And he paid the ransom. And so now he say, give up. Hallelujah. The devil now has to give up. That prey must be taken from him now. Because the Lord has paid the ransom. The Lord has led captivity captive. Glory to God. Power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every day for us. Now, there should not be any day that we think that the power of the Lord has failed. The power of the Lord endures just like his mercy forever. It can never fail. You know, the Lord says, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Isaiah 49 and 25. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Glory to God. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee. Ooh. And I will save thy children. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the power of God. That breaks Dagon in pieces, cut off his head, cut off his arms and everything, and left a stump for us to stamp down, break the residue, crush it to pieces. Glory to God. Thank you because the fury of the oppressor is broken. And God has not given us the spirit of bondage or the spirit of fear. To be under bondage. There are some people that are even afraid. We are told in Hebrews chapter 2. They are afraid of death. So they go all their lifetime. They live in bondage. Because they are afraid of death. You know, and they are afraid of the oppressor. They are afraid of his fury. Because they think that, you know, God can, you know, the devil can do this to them and so forth. Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 2. Let me read from verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, that's Jesus, also likewise took part of the same, that through death, through his death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil or the oppressor, which is what we're talking about today. The power of the oppressor has been destroyed. Jesus, through his death, destroyed him. That was his purpose. And if it was his purpose, did he accomplish it? Absolutely. Destroyed him that had the power of death. That's why I say I have the keys of hell and death. He got it from him. That is the devil. And he delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. God has already done this deliverance. He has given them to us. The devil was the one that had the power of death. Jesus got the keys from him and set us free. You know, 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 will tell you the reason, one of the reasons why Christ came. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, you know, he that committed sin is of a devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. Glory to God. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And when Jesus hung upon that cross, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. And that means he accomplished his purpose. John chapter 3 and verse 34. John chapter 4 and verse 34. Jesus said, look, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And did he finish it? Absolutely. Finally, he said, it is finished. And so if it is finished, put all these scriptures we read just now together. You know, Jesus destroyed the one that had the power of the devil, I mean of death, which is the devil. Jesus said, I now have the keys of hell and death. We are told that the reason he came was to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus said, it is finished. I have finished that purpose. Now, so what else are we waiting for? It is done. We are now enforcers. That's right. We must enforce this victory wherever we are. That's why Jesus said, cast them out. There's no negotiation. Don't negotiate with the devil. Cast him out. Glory to God. Cast him out. Your life is now under new management. Glory to God. Not in your life, not in my house, not in my family, not around my, in anything that has to do with me. The Lord will perfect all that concerneth me. So anything that concerns me, down to children's children and all of that, the Lord will perfect them. Glory to God. You know, don't let the enemy even have a say. When they try to swoop down on your sacrifice, on your life, just like Abraham, drive away the birds. Glory to God. Just drive them away. Hallelujah. Don't let anything at all, even, you know, any devil or any imagination come against you. God has given you the victory. Psalm 138 and verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.